Hey guys, I hope everybody's having an awesome day. It had been a while since I had actually been on here, and I just felt such an unction of the Lord to share with you the word that he dropped in my spirit today. And it's found in Hosea, and the one part I want you to focus on in this is reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. It's Hosea 10:12. And I want you to focus in on that break up your fallow ground, because that's what he brought to my attention. And you know, for many of you, you've been watching for this ground to spring up life. You have been, you know, it looks barren. It looks like the soil is just completely dead, that nothing's going to spring up from this. There's been disappointment. There's been such a disheartening. There's been a weariness that has just completely covered you. And the Lord wants you to know it's time to break up your fallow ground. Though the soil looked like it had been resting, though the soil looked like it had been barren, it is now springing up. The Lord wants you to know he is churning. He is turning that soil, and the new life is springing up. He is breaking up the fallow ground, and that's what fallow ground is. It looks like it's dead. It does not produce any kind of fruit. And, you know, it just completely looks barren and dry. But he is sending life to those places. And I want you to get that within your spirit. He is breaking up the fallow ground, the soil that looked like it was just resting. He is beginning to churn it. He is beginning to turn it. And he is beginning to move in ways that your mind simply cannot fathom. We are in a week here where I just feel the atmosphere completely, it's just completely alive in such a different way. It's hard for me to explain. It's just, it's totally explosive atmosphere. We are in a season of resurrection, and I feel like that's why the Lord brought that particular scripture to my mind, because it's time to break up the ground that looked like it had been dry. It looked like, you know, you've sowed and nothing has come forth from it, but it's getting ready to spring up. And you know, he brought to my mind a certain flower, the crocus flower. Perhaps many of you are familiar with it. And what I want to say is that flower is one that blooms in many different colors, purple, orange. But the thing about that flower is it begins to spring up within the winter. It doesn't wait till the spring. It blooms in the winter season, right at the very end of it. So the season may have looked bare, and it may have looked dead, just like the winter season, but you're going to be like that crocus. That situation is going to bloom like that crocus flower, and you're going to begin to see it spring up into new life. There is a resurrection. Whatever it is that you need set free in your life, whatever situation you need the freedom, that is what we were created for, was to walk in a life of freedom. And I feel the Lord is just going to loosen some spiritual grave clothes this week. If you're ready to turn loose of them, if you're ready to walk free from them, if you're ready to see that ground churned and turned, and I hear that so strongly within my spirit, hallelujah, don't give up into the weariness, because the Lord is moving mightily. He is breaking up those places of fallow ground. He is beginning to rain down his righteousness upon you. And there is such a time of glory that is being released in this season. We are in a season of resurrection. So whether your dreams, whatever it is, your dreams or your hopes or whatever may be, seem like it's, you know, in a coffin and it's being carried off by the enemy into the graveyard where there is no hope. Hallelujah. The dead places are beginning to spring back up to life, because that's what our master, that is what he specializes in, is bringing those dead things, bringing those dead situations, bringing those dead people back to life. That is the power that he holds in his hands. So whatever you're believing God for today, know that he will answer, and he will answer you speedily. And even though you thought that there was no hope in this land, there is life that is springing up. The breath of God is blowing over that place that caused you disappointment, that caused you to get disheartened, that caused you to get weary along the way. The Lord is breathing upon that place even at this very moment. Break up your fallow ground. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what he's doing in this hour and in this season. I get so tongue-tied, but hallelujah. Get ready for the rock to roll away from the tomb where the enemy thought he had you captive. But because that tomb was not a place for of your end, but it was a place of your beginning. That tomb is actually a womb, and I've said that many times when I've ministered, because so many times we're tempted to look at it from, okay, this is my end, there's nothing good that's going to come out of this, but you don't realize you're getting ready to birth something new into this earth. The Lord is taking you through a birthing process. That tomb is a womb. Hallelujah. I feel that resurrection power in this atmosphere, and I release it over these airwaves. The resurrection power of the Almighty God, our Abba, He is going to raise you up into these new things. Hallelujah. Just hold on, hold on, hold on, because the fallow ground is being broken up. Hallelujah. He is turning some things around. He is causing you to ascend. It's time to let go of some dead things. It's time to let go of it, and it's time to watch the life begin to spring up. And not only because this is the Holy Week, but even from here on, this is a season that we're in, and I feel it so strongly. He is resurrecting His church, hallelujah, to go forth and do His mighty exploits. Hallelujah. Rise up, church. Rise up and feel that fire welling up inside of you. Feel that strength welling up inside of you, and embrace it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just declare over you a fresh fire today. Hallelujah, a fresh hope. You are that prisoner of hope, and that you just continue to hold on, because you're going to see some things. You're going to see that soil begin to spring up. You're going to see it just as the crocus flower. You're going to see some things start blooming in places you thought were long gone. Hallelujah, but the Lord was working behind the scenes each and every moment. Hallelujah, praise God. I just release breakthrough over each and every one of you that's watching this right now. I just totally release breakthrough. I release the fire of God. I just release His mighty hand to begin to break up that fallow ground. May you feel the very quakes beneath your feet as He begins to break some things up, as things begin to spring up. Hallelujah. Rivers begin to flow in those desert places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a season of resurrection. Embrace it in Jesus' mighty name. And I just bless you all. I bless each and every one of you. And I love you guys.